Yeah.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens report. Rich, am I doing a good job?
How's the Doug Steffens report?
Back to you in the studio, Doug.
We were just talking about how stupid these news media types are. I was looking at a story about talk radio.
They are so full of themselves. We were just watching a TV report. And,
thank you very much. What a great job you're
doing,
friend.
And I saw the anchor take the report back from the reporter who was in the field, and the anchor was like, you're doing such a great job.
Yeah, right, exactly. But what color are your underpants? Unbelievable.
What color are they today? Let's see. Oh, white. Boring.
Let me see. What do I have on today?
I'm wearing white today.
Tidy-whities.
I want to stand up here for the camera.
I don't want to watch your underwear.
Is.
No.
There it is, Rich.
No.
Yeah. They're sort of like plaid blue.
No.
Light gray.
Don't want to see them.
All right. So anyway, which is more important or more interesting, talking about my underwear or how bad the news anchors are? When I ran WEEI in Boston in the mid-'80s, I made it a practice. That was the news station in Boston at the time. It's now WBZ. EEI is the sports station. I told them, they would forever be wasting time. Thank you, Fred, for that great report. Or you introduce somebody, it takes you 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds to get the lollygagging BS out of the way. That's news time. You don't need to say, I'm Fred Smith for Ralph Snodgrass.
Or you don't need to tell the person what a great job they're doing.
You know, that's not news.
And
shut up and tell us the story.
And if
shut
I hear
up.
One more reporter tell me their personal story.
All right.
Through the devastation of Irene. We don't care about you.
No. You're irrelevant.
That's what's funny is that news now, they've become TV stars. They've become the story, not the news tellers anymore.
Yep. And that's all they... The news, the radio, the radio stations that do the best, actually. I like Andy Ludlam runs the news stations in Los Angeles. I work for Andy. I've known him for, 16, 17 years. I worked for him at KABC after Bob was fired because the guy who was his boss, this is a great story. And this is so typical of, I guess, many businesses, but because I know the radio business best, it makes me laugh. Bob will listen to this, and we'll all have a good laugh about it later in the day. Bob Klopfenstein, who is my general manager, and I have been friends since we worked together at WBZ back in 1968, 69. The winter of 68, 69, I think, is when we first met. So how many years? We have 43 years we've known each other, and I've worked for him, three or four or five different stations over the years, and he's been working with me for, 6, 7 years? Maybe longer than that.
Longer than that.
So anyway, he's been the program director of some really good talk radio program, talk radio stations out of the country, KOB, KOA, KBC, King up in Seattle. Anyway, so we were talking about, wait a minute, I just lost it. I was talking
when Andy fired and Andy took
over. Okay. So here's the George Green, who's was a great radio manager. Most people didn't like George. I always loved him. I still to this day, I think he's a great manager. I've had two good in all the years, and I won't tell you how many years it's been, but I started when I was 17, so you got to figure it out. I have only had two managers of the stations I worked for. I worked for both of these guys while I was doing the syndicated program. They were the only ones out of how many? I've probably worked on, 14 stations in my career before I started doing this. I'm going to guess. Okay. Not important. Two of the guys who ran those stations, had a clue. The rest of them didn't have a clue as to how to run a radio station. One of them was a guy named Severino, who died a couple of years ago. He ran a station in Cincinnati that I worked for. Always loved the guy. Tom Severino was a great guy and a great manager. And the other one was George Green. George ran KBC, and he was despised by a lot of people who worked for him, a lot of people in the business, but he was the most successful general manager probably in the history of that market. And that says something. Jennifer, you and your dad's worked there all his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly come and gone with George. Bob Moore, who runs the same radio station, interestingly enough now, probably has a pretty good track record, too, when it comes to actually getting what you're there for.
Yeah, sales, which is part of any business, it makes you successful.
There was a problem. This is when KVC really had ratings. I mean, they haven't had ratings for years, but there was a problem. And I won't tell you what the problem was, but Bob was third in the tiers. George, and there was a guy named Al Law, who was the operations guy, and then Bob was program director. And so there was a problem, and at the time, the radio station belonged to Capital Cities, which is now Citadel. It was ABC. That's probably not important to the story. And so the problem trickled down. George said, because of the problem, either you, Al, or Bob has to go. I got to give him some meat at corporate. And this is how this is how it works in radio. I mean, and I think it works this way in other businesses, too. There is no rhyme or reason for doing this, except that the guys up top wanted somebody's head.
They want the heads to roll.
They want a head. It had nothing to do with what the problem was or whose problem it was or how to fix the problem. It was just somebody's got to go.
So it's kind of like the TV show Hell's Kitchen with Chef Ramsay, where they all go back and decide who's going to get kicked off the show.
Yeah, but in this case, it was down to George said, because George liked Bob and George had hired Bob, so he didn't want to fire him. But he'd also brought Al Law in because George ran the station for like 34 years or something. So he, you know, everybody was there. He was responsible for him. So he says to Al, either you have to go or Bob has to go. You decide.
Now let me think about this. I have to go or he has to go.
Then he goes into the office and he says to Bob,
you're fired.
Well, he said, yeah, because he and Bob had become great friends. And Al looks at him, and Bob knew it was happening. Bob says, you don't have to tell me. I'll go pack up. And Al says, well, I want you to know, you know, what the story was. So he told him. And then they went and had a conversation with George. And Al says, what am I going to do? Am I going to fire myself or am I going to fire you? And Bob says, but again, Bob is already packing and ready to go out the door. But it was just so typical of the insane, inane, inept, ridiculous stuff that goes on. And I think it is true of every business. You get up to the predetermined. We were talking about this earlier in the week, I think. When you get to a certain stage, I don't forget what we were talking about, but we had some callers.
I remember the conversation, principle. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And this was...
You don't lead by common sense anymore. No. You lead by whatever corporate
edict
you've done.
It's some edict. So anyway, and I think, so Bob has had his go-round, and it's been pretty interesting over the years how he has tutored me, because he has a great ear for this format. And we've always tried to be, we've always tried to be careful about irrelevancy. And so he tutored me. I've only been a program director of two stations. I suppose I could say I was program director of the stations that I've owned, but I really I was a program director when I was in Worcester when I was a kid, and then about 13, 14 years later I was the operations guy at EEI, and we focused on what was important. The reason I've gone around the barn to tell the story is because we focused on what was important. The story is important, not the person telling the story. And the same is true to a certain extent about what we do here. This is the story business. I'm in the happiness business. I'm here to make you happy. Most of the time, Jennifer and Richie and I will laugh about some story. We take the issues of the day and have fun with most of them. Once in a while, you get into the serious side of things. But for the most part, you know, it hopefully is amusing. Listening, or certainly entertaining, listening to us tell the stories. But the stories, even though once in a while are about us, mostly they are about things that relate to you
right.
in some way, shape, or form. And the news anchor talking about the trees falling down in her backyard doesn't relate to you unless you've got trees that are falling down in your backyard. And then the news reporter should be in your backyard telling right. a story, not her backyard.
Right. Exactly.
And and that applies to most of us. So
Natalie Morales telling Amy Rohrbach that was a great report. You're doing a great job, Amy. Now back to you in the studio.
Yeah, it's stupid.
What's up with the pat on the back during my time on national television? I need the information.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch you for. Pat her on the back.
It's ridiculous.
I can't believe you got so upset about this.
You know what? It just
18 right. minutes you've been upset about.
Well, I've been watching this. It seems like this the Irene storm has really brought a lot of this out. I've seen four or five instances
terrible
this
reporting.
Week.
Awful.
Where and I guess it is during these natural disasters where you see the real thing. This isn't scripted. These people are out here doing live reports, and God bless them, man. They're out there in places that I wouldn't want to be standing at this week doing a job. But you know what? It's different. I just, you know, even back in the 80s, you wouldn't see people standing up there patting themselves on the back.
No,
they would be there for the job.
Well, in the 80s, we still had real news.
I watch this guy, not so much. Richard Engel.
Yeah.
NBC, foreign correspondent, the guy that goes into all the hot zones in the Middle East.
Yeah.
What an amazing, amazing reporter he is.
Yeah.
It's just, and
he gets it.
I look at him and I go, that's what it's supposed to be.
It is.
Mm-hmm. He's standing in the middle of a hot zone, talking to people in their native language, telling the story back to the viewers back here. And he never puts himself in the story. He's telling you the facts.
You know, it's funny, Richie.
Amazing guy.
And how many of you feel this way? You yell at the radio, even when maybe sometimes something I say or something that one of us says, you yell at the radio. I find myself, when I listen to WBZ, most of the news anchors there worked for me in the 80s at the old news station, because that was the station. It just sort of all of the people went over to BZ when it became all news. And Rod is a friend of mine. His name is Rod Fritz. He's a great guy. I used to tease him about Rod Fritz barking the news, because he's one of those guys. And the other day, he came in to the studio. He was doing a report. Rod Fritz in for Anthony Silva. And I yelled at the radio, Rod, who cares? I yelled it at the radio. The window was down the truck. Who cares, Rod? Oh, my God. Okay. Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com is sort of in league with this. Who had the most outrageous reaction to Hurricane Irene?
Mm.
Let's see here. 21% of you said Michelle Bachman. A message from God. She said it was a joke, but I'm not sure I'm buying that. 20% of you said, I think all of them are right. That is, we had Glenn Beck and Michelle and Rush and Ron Paul. Let's see here. 19% of you said Limbaugh saying Obama wishes it had been worse. 16% of you said Ron Paul getting rid of FEMA. And 10% of you said Glenn Beck saying it was a blessing. All these people inveigled themselves into the story. But this is talk radio is different than the news guys, because they're not supposed to be doing anything other than throwing comments and conversation around.
Sure.
That's what you expect from Limbaugh. It's what you expect from Beck. And so anyway, it sort of follows up on what we were talking about. Speed Traps coming up in a little bit here on Good Day, 20 after the hour.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
21 after on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will
I'll be through.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause
that'll be the day. Hello to those in Washington listening on the Big Talker, WHFS. Richie, Jennifer, and I are happy to be wherever we are.
Right here in my backyard.
Why not? Okay, birthday time.
By the way, I love this song.
Richie, we don't care. This is a report. This is news.
You're doing a good job, Rich.
Yeah.
Back to you, Doug.
No. Right. That'll be the day when I tell Richie he's doing a good job. All right, so Jerry Allison, drummer for the Crickets. Jerry was associated with Buddy Holly until he left the earthly travails of what life presents.
You know, it sounds like simple music, but really what a groundbreaker this guy was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, one of the first multi-tracking recording audio artists. Some of his riffs and just really some groundbreaking stuff.
That's his Frank Robinson, the Baseball Hall of Famer's birthday as well.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. I'm born this date 1935, so he's 76 today. Happy birthday to him. Okay, let's see here. Jack Thompson, the actor. You'd recognize him if you saw him born this date 1940. Itzhak Perlman, the violinist. With Andre Previn, Scott Joplin, among others. Everybody knows who he is. And everybody knows who this is. If you don't, you've been under a rock for the last 35 years or so of pop music. One of my favorite performers has been, and probably always will be. I love his sort of offbeat pop hits and his songwriter, singer, Van Morrison. Started out with a song called Gloria, put together a group called Them, and that would have been 1966-ish.
Yes.
If I'm served properly. He's married to a former Miss Ireland, little short guy. Got a strange sense of reality, but sure knows how to put these songs together.
One of the few celebrities that Doug has tried to track down and book for the show himself.
Myself, yeah, right.
Because and I everybody always said he won't come on the show, so yeah. Doug's like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
So no. Doug called him, tried to get through it, and he just does not.
He
do
records in Bath, in England. The one of my trips to England, I called the studio, and I talked to his assistant, and I told her who I was, and she said, very nice. And I said, I'd love to interview him. She said, very nice. And I said, I know he doesn't do many interviews. She said, that's correct. And I said, I wonder if I could change that. And she said, no.
Oh, that's pretty but much, you tried.
I did try. She said,
that was nice.
You'll have to be happy playing his music and going to his concerts. All right, so how do you argue with that? Dan Morrison, born this date, 1945. He's 66 today. Next up, Rudolf Schnecker.
Who?
Guitarist with Scorpions.
Oh, Rudolf Schnecker.
Schnecker. He's 63
today. I love
today.
His candy bars. Mm.
Yeah, really?
Schnecker's.
Richard Gere's birthday. Today. I think we've taken care of that, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend that was
62. Better. Huh?
That.
All right, come on, we got some good music. Let's roll through.
Rick Roberts, one of the members of the group Firefall. What a great pop hit.
Yes,
all right,
sure is.
This is his 62nd birthday. Gina Schock from the Go-Go's. She's the drummer. 54 today. Glenn Tilbrook, guitarist with Squeeze. Also 54 today. Tony DeFranco. Oh, my God. I love this, Richie. Heartbeat. It's a lonely love beat. He's 52. Reb Beach, guitarist for Winger, is 48. I didn't say Wacker, I said Winger. And Jeff Russo, bass player for Tonic, 42 today.
When you study the brain, it's easy to get TMI. But now doctors can look at our body's most complex part without information overload.
We are using brain scans, project them into 2D, and then we show that in the Google Map.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Doctors Radu Gianu and Dr. David Laidlow at Brown University developed this new technique.
The premise of the research is that when you try to study something complex, it helps to look at it simply first to sort of understand it from a big picture, and then to be able to move into more details. So if you tried to understand the entirety of the brain in one picture, say, there'd just be too much. It would be overwhelming.
Just like a giant map of the U.S. is useless if you need details.
If you're going to go from Providence, Rhode Island to Washington, D.C., you're going to want to get on 95, but you're going to do that on small streets at first.
The brain is a similar system, small nerves connected to interstates.
And you can navigate around in that picture using the same interaction you're familiar with from Google Maps.
I'll link you to an example. Another plus, the system is web-based, so doctors can alert each other when they see something amiss, just like a traffic report zones in on exactly where there's an accident or a road repair. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens, stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any 2. Staples. That was easy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Don't come.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, we've been trying today to impress on your mind that what you are thinking is what you will inevitably become. You've noticed that Rich McFadden has become just like his thoughts, kind of lost.
Which is scary, yeah.
That is. And then there's Jennifer, who is right here. You've heard of rock and roll as a format. We're going to start a new format in conversation radio, the spoken word format, called Rant and Rave.
I like it.
Jennifer is going to help us. By declaring her first, this is a genuine rant and rave. And you heard me earlier today. The precursor to it was me talking about Anstar, the electric company. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jennifer Horn.
This is going to start a movement, Doug.
I hope so. I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. So yesterday, my uncle and my dad and I, we all worked together. We decided to walk up to the grocery store to look at the deli case for lunch. And so we walk up there, and they're kind of chatting, and they're walking in front of me. And this nice man stops and says, "Would you like to sign my petition?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your petition about? Want to hear him out? Want to hear what it's all about? Tells me it's about insurance companies and something to do with the unions. And I'm always up to stick it to the union. So, you know, I signed the petition.
Nice.
Truth be told, I will sign any petition you ask me to sign because I feel like it's my civic duty because we put it on a ballot. I can read about it. I can learn about it. And then I can vote on it. I think we have the right to vote on everything, right?
Right.
Sure.
While I'm talking to this guy and signing his petitions, he asked two other people to stop and sign the petition. The first guy said, "I don't sign petitions." And I looked up and I said, "What? I'm sorry that you don't." And he looked at me.
Really? You go, girl.
I don't know why it got me so bad, but why would you tell someone I don't sign petitions?
Because you don't sign petitions.
Because you don't understand.
Why don't you sign petitions? Everybody should sign a petition.
Out. Maybe he doesn't understand
You don't
that.
Vote or any of that. I don't vote anymore because it doesn't make any difference, you moron.
Right.
Here's the thing, Jen. Here's the thing. People think that they, when they sign the petition, that they are actually voting for or against it.
But
they don't
not.
Realize that it's just saying, hey, listen, this gets it on the vote.
This allows us to review something new, or maybe it's something old, whatever it is. It may be good or bad. I would put anything on a ballot so that I can read about it, learn about it, and vote on it. That's how we shake things up. Anyway, so that got me going. And so I'm signing the second one, and the guy, he's kind of like laughing at me because he sees that I'm all riled up now by this jerk that just was going into the Rite Aid.
I don't sign petitions.
And he was a nice, well-dressed wave. He looked way too good for our area. I don't know. Anyway, so the second guy asked him, "Would you sign my petitions?" And the guy goes, "I'm not registered to vote."
Oh, yeah.
Those people are not, they belong in America only by default, right, because we say they can be here, but it's kind of like...
They should be sent out. They should be sent back to Mexico. We should have a replacement program. Yeah. So for every illegal that's here, we should send back someone who's not registered to vote. Do you see where I'm going with this? If you don't take your civic duty seriously, people, it's time for you to go. I'm sick of it.
She gets wound up about this, man.
But, you know, I had this conversation with one of the members of our board, I'm on several boards, and one of them is, I was going through the things that are important in my life yesterday on the air, and one of the four things I spend my time on is my alma mater. And I'm very pleased about the progress that's being made. I'm very supportive. I like the stuff that's going on. Nothing's perfect, but, you know, I believe strongly in the message and the mission. So we have 26, 27 trustees somewhere in that vicinity. And we had an evaluation. The president every year gets evaluated. Board members send in their comments, et cetera, et cetera. And I found out that four or five members of the board did not do an evaluation. And it really, really bugs me.
This is their thing. They're on a board.
That's right. Exactly. That's my...
Why would you waste your time?
Well, that's kind of it, too. I mean, one of the reasons they're there is to contribute and help and yada, yada, yada. But there's something about your duty. If you have signed on to do a job, and part of the job is like this, you show up at meetings... you may want to donate some money to the school, but when there is there's an event that's as important as this and you don't participate, I think you forfeit your right. If I were the chairman of the Board of Trustees, and I'm not, one of my best friends in life is, and she and I had this conversation, and you know, she doesn't agree with me, although this is an individual thing. I think these people have forfeited
or not
their right to have a seat on the board.
Right.
If you don't do something that important, it's the same as contributing money. We all contribute, and we think that's important. Well, I think doing this evaluation is that important, and if you don't do it, that means you don't really care.
Yeah, if I have to chase you down to talk about your board position or to review things, then you shouldn't be on the board.
To participate in the process which you signed up for.
Yeah,
I mean, I used to be president of Women in Cable, and before that I was on the board for a few years and then became president. And part of the job is you have to figure out succession planning. You have to figure out who's sticking around, who's up for a new position, that sort of thing. It used to drive me insane. It would take literally 3 to 4 weeks to get a hold of everybody on my board. And this is calling and emailing like every other day or so to find out if they wanted to continue in their position.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, come on.
Well, you'll find a lot of people likely do that just to say that they did it, right? Just to have it on their resume.
To have a resume,
All right, in a moment, we talk about a mother who is accused of bad parenting. And this will give you a chance to reflect on your own ability as a mother and or a father. I guess you couldn't be mother and father, right? Although some parents...
Sometimes you are.
No, there's that pregnant man. Sure. Remember him, her?
Yeah. But the Arnold Schwarzenegger and... what is it called? Junior? What was that movie called?
Danny DeVito.
It's the real... It's
is
that
it
woman.
Really some guy who's
the
pregnant? Guy,
the woman pregnant who had man. A sex change into a...
Oh, right.
She was pregnant.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be looking pretty good. At any rate, I'm not going to say what I was thinking. Thank you. I just edited my comments. Isn't that
very good?
And you should be thankful for that, Rich. At any rate, there's a story that is pretty definitive along these lines, and we'll have it for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, letting you know that you will never be able to do it. Many, many times in our minds we say to ourselves, I will never be able to do it. I want to begin to build on that, and I want you to think about the following. you can start off with, I will never be able to do it. Then I want you to follow up with, I would like to do it. Then I would like you to follow up with, show me how to do it. And then say, I did it. What a difference in just saying to someone or yourself, I will never do it. I will never be able to do it. Add to that, I would like to do it. Show me how to do it. I did it. Doing something that you originally thought was not for you, that would not be accomplished, gives you such a tremendous feeling of optimism and confidence that you will be able to do anything that you want to forever. Just show me how. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
About 17 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're carrying a story. We have a story at DougSteffen.com today in the Today Show section about this group of children who are now adults. They include brother and sister Stephen and Catherine Minor, who are trying to, but so far have failed, to sue their mother, claiming that she was a bad mother.
They're adult minors?
They are adult minors, yes. They are 23 and 20 years old, last name M-I-N-E-R. Thank you for recognizing that. Very clever, Jennifer. They were represented in court this week by three lawyers, including their father, Stephen Minor Sr., who brought their mother,
Minor Senior, and his
brought
adult
their
minor.
Mother, Kimberly Garrity,
the major minor,
to court. It was alleged that Miss Garrity, raised the children in their big Illinois home, $1.5 million home, had failed to bring Catherine to a car show, and had threatened Stephen with phoning the police if he didn't buckle his seatbelt.
What?
According to reports, Mrs. Garrity had haggled over dress prices and called Catherine at midnight to tell her to come home from a party. Stephen said that his mother had once bought him the wrong birthday card and also didn't put any present in with the card. The card depicted a tomato on a table of other tomatoes, just one had... This is insanity. No, it is serious.
These people should go to jail for clogging up our legal system.
The court dismissed it.
And should be charging them.
Exactly.
Yeah, for wasting time.
Yeah. Right. Anyway,
this is why we need tort reform.
We need tort reform. Yeah, they should go to Mexico. We need tort reform in a way that punishes frivolous lawsuits. Mm. So that if you bring something this stupid in front of the court, that you should have to pay for it.
Yeah. Why would you? I mean, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with these kids if they're like that, frankly.
Yeah, I wish. Oh.
Oh, my God.
What were they suing her for? How much?
$50,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes up for a ruined childhood.
All right, Facebook responses to several of the things that we have been yakking about this morning. Mm-hmm. Mr. McFadden, you may start, if you would, please.
Well, we had our little chat a little bit ago about reporters injecting their own personalities or
right.
their own opinions into it. So I put up, I don't mean to rant, but I want to see, if I see one more reporter inject their personal story into the report, I'm going to throw my TV out the window. And I talked about the reporter who reported on the four downed trees in her backyard. And then how on the Today Show I saw Natalie Morales tell Amy Rohrbach, what a great job you're doing. Yeah. I don't care. Tell me the facts. And don't tell me the facts about your backyard. Tell me the facts about somebody else's backyard. Mm. And so far I've gotten responses from a bunch of likes, but Ed says, the most annoying thing to me is when a field reporter is done with a live shot and an anchor comes back with, we appreciate that,
yeah.
or appreciate your hard work.
Shut up.
It's not professional.
You'll no longer get a paycheck, but we appreciate you.
Thank you is necessary. Bren says, I agree. Yesterday a CNN reporter was talking about Romney or Perry. I don't care what her personal opinion is. Mm-hmm. Just cover where they are and what they are saying.
That's it.
Don says, it's the dumbing down of everything. The TV or people on TV are being pressured to relate.
Yeah.
And then Leanne says, CNN this morning, two going at it over opposing views of the story. Edward R. Murrow would kick their butts.
Right.
Yeah. It used to be about finding a news anchor and reporter that was trustworthy. You
Douglas
know,
Edwards, CBS News. Walter Cronkite, CBS News. And the Huntley Brinkley report on NBC. Even when John Chancellor was doing the nightly news on NBC, it was just a modicum of understanding of what the job was all about. So,
you want some overused phrases?
Please. We've been also talking about them. Yeah.
Doug Stevan, Good Day Show Facebook page, we put up a question about overused phrases. My personal favorite at the end of the day, can't stand that one. Vicki Snyder says she's very sick of basically. Rebecca says, I don't think so. So that bothers her. Dee Dee Martin says, anytime someone says, you know, and then the other pet peeve is when they say, I agree with you 110% or any other number over 100. 100% is 100%. Renee Taylor says, whatever. I like that one, Renee. Janet says, free. I wish I had a penny for every time I heard that word during the day, either on the radio or TV.
All right. That's it. Ranting and raving is here to stay. It will never die. It'll go down.
110%.
And we are interested in having you. It makes people feel better. They're sort of like the cork off the top of the bottle. The neck of the bottle, there's more pressure there. Take the cork off the top. You express yourself, you feel better, we feel better. We're doing a public service at your service and on your side on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Hurry into the PetSmart Labor Day sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice dog food in 35-pound bags, providing precise, superior nutrition with natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for healthy joints. Don't miss these great Labor Day deals from Nutro and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 18th.
O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm advising you right now that your job today is to have a good day, to make somebody beside yourself happy today. It would be a good day. It's 51 after the hour.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line.
Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
A new tropical storm forms in the Atlantic. I'm John Iannuzzi, in for David Weiss with the news that matters as the East Coast mopped up after Hurricane Irene. A new tropical storm forms Tuesday in the Atlantic, raising the question, is another one coming? By 11 p.m. Eastern, tropical storm Katia's top winds had increased 60 miles per hour. It was jogging west at a brisk 22 miles per hour. And the U.S. National Hurricane Center said it was expected to become a hurricane by later today. But beyond predicting that Katia will be a major hurricane northeast of the Caribbean's northern Leeward Islands by Sunday, the Miami-based center said it was not yet able to predict its path with certainty or say whether it will threaten the U.S. East Coast. Nevertheless, NHC specialists recommended that the East Coast and Caribbean should keep an eye on Katia. Katia was about 885 miles west of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands. Still far out to the east in the Atlantic, the NHC expects the storm to continue on the same track at a somewhat slower clip over the next 48 hours. The storm's name replaces Katrina in the rotating storm roster because of the catastrophic damage from the 2005 storm. Some private forecasters were citing long-range models beyond 5 days, some of which show Katia swinging over Bermuda toward Canada and avoiding the U.S. coast entirely. Still to come, banks waive fees in Hurricane Irene's aftermath. But first, here's something else that will matter to you.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, several of the nation's biggest banks are waiving overdraft fees, late fees, and ATM fees for customers impacted by Hurricane Irene. J.P. Morgan Chase is waiving fees until September 4th for customers in 13 states who make late payments on credit cards or loans. The bank said earlier this week that customers who are unable to access Chase ATMs will not be charged for using another bank's ATM, which typically costs $2, and overdraft fees will also be waived during this time. In addition, customers who are desperate for cash will be permitted to make early withdrawals on certificates of deposit without an extra charge. Chase sent letters to its customers in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, the 3 states where it has the most branches, on Monday announcing this relief. It then added that customers in 10 other states, including hard-hit North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland, will join the list. Even though Chase doesn't have branches in some of those states, letters are being sent to customers in these 10 additional states today. Well, with kickoff day less than 2 weeks away, bad news for the Cincinnati Bengals. Their running back Cedric Benson was sentenced to 20 days in jail yesterday after reaching a deal to settle two misdemeanor assault cases in Texas. Benson said he will surrender to authorities on October the 17th, which is the Monday of Cincinnati's bye week. Benson's jail time could be significantly shorter than the sentence. He could be given credit for any time served when he was arrested, and state law requires inmates be given 2 days credit for every day that they're rewarded for good behavior. Jail overcrowding also could shorten his stay. He was arrested in 2010 for allegedly punching a bar employee in Austin, an incident that earned him a meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell last year but resulted in no punishment. He pleaded no contest to a charge of assault with injury in that case. And finally, American Airlines is in hot water after a cat that it was supposed to transport apparently escaped his cage. Jack the cat has been missing since August 25th when his owner, Karen Pasco, checked him in his cargo for a flight from JFK Airport to California. It didn't take long for Jack to go missing. Pasco was called by the airline soon after she cleared security. She searched the inbound baggage area for an hour with no luck and eventually boarded a later flight. The airline promised to keep searching. Jack still has not been found. Cat lovers are ratcheting up the pressure on American, and Jack is now famous. A Facebook page with Jack's picture has more than 4,000 fans. I'm John Iannuzzi. That's the news that matters.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Tab or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.